Well, this is my reflection on our scriptures this weekend. We have one of the things I always think about on the Feast of Pentecost is that when I was the first Mass I celebrated, my first Mass of Thanksgiving after the day after my ordination was Pentecost Sunday, and so we had I don't know if you remember or not, but we had the big tent set up outside here, and it was rather windy that day, and I always kind of laugh because there was a priest that came out from Philadelphia, and he lived his whole life in the city. I think he was from South Philly or something like that, so definitely city dweller through and through. And so I'm sure coming out, I'm pretty sure this was his first trip to Nebraska. And so coming out into the, not only flying into the airport in Lincoln, but then like coming out, driving out here, you know, for the first Mass, I'm sure he was, you know, with all the cornfields and everything like that, he was like, oh my gosh, what's going on here? And, now I knew it was going to be okay, because when Scott set up the, when he set up the tent, he said, Father, this is rated for 150 miles an hour, you're going to be okay. And so I knew it wasn't going to get blown down, but it was, you know, we're probably getting like 50, you know, 40, somewhere in there, but it would go and it would lift up the tent, you know, and we had that big crucifix from the back of church, you know, hung on that tent pole. And so you can, like in the video, you can see him just sitting in his chair, just looking, every time the wind blows, just looking up, waiting for the whole thing to either fly away or collapse upon us. So anyway, I was thinking about that when we celebrate Pentecost. But as I was thinking about wind, one of the things I was thinking about from when I grew up is I used to have kites. I used to like to fly kites. I had this one. It was kind of like a, it had like a, it was a red kite, and it had this black kind of mask on it, so it had like these two eyes. I thought it was really cool, and then but it broke. But then I got this other kite. It was kind of cool. It was a cat kite. It had a picture of cat on it, and then the tails were like the tails of the cats. And so I had a really long string. I don't know, it was probably like 500 feet or something like that of string. And so one day, I would just, you know, go into the pasture just north of the house, and I would fly it, because there weren't any electric lines or anything around there. And you just let out, you know, you just let out string. And so I'd let it out and let it out and let it out, and it was going. And so one day, I can't remember what was happening, but it had a yellow spool on it. And so as I let out the spool, then I dropped it, and so my kite starts flying away, and this spool is like bouncing on there, and I'm running all I'm good for, and I can't keep up with it, but finally, thankfully, it got to the barbed wire fence, and it flipped around and it stopped, and so I was able to retrieve my, I didn't lose my cat. I had that kite for a long time. It was pretty cool. I should see if I could find one. Maybe they have them on eBay or something. But anyway, so I know you're saying to yourself, you know, what is this point? What is the point here? Well, my point is, the reason I was thinking about, again, one of the things, what do we see in the first reading and talking about Pentecost? And suddenly there came from the sky a noise like a strong driving wind, and it filled their entire house where they were in. And then in the gospel, from the gospel of John, it said, he says, peace be with you. This is right when Jesus appears to them after the resurrection. He says, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. So they wait for, you know, after Jesus then ascends into heaven, they wait for at Pentecost. And then what happens? They receive the Holy Spirit, and then it is the Spirit that, you know, because he says this, and after this he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. So this breath, or this strong driving wind that represents the Holy Spirit, fills the apostles. And what does it do? It sends them out. You know, Jesus sends them out on a mission. The Holy Spirit fills them with the grace and sends them out on a mission. Where do they go? They go to the ends of the earth. It's kind of like this, you know, when the wind takes that kite, you know, who knows how far it'd probably have gone, I don't know, all the way to Canada, I don't know. You know, it just goes. The wind is what it, like that kite, it's the wind that fills the sails, as it were. And it gives it impetus. And wherever that wind goes, that's where the kite would go. And so for us, that's kind of like what Jesus wants our souls to be like. He wants our souls to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and because he wants to send us out on the breath of the Spirit to the ends of the earth to proclaim the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so that's a question, you know, where, you know, are we open to that breath of the Spirit? Are we open to being sent out? Because every time we come for Mass, at the end of Mass, what do we say? Ite, in Latin, it's ite missa est. The word Mass comes from the Latin word missio, which means sent. It's basically, the literal translation is the Mass is over, it's done. And then it's like, go, you're sent. You're sent out with the breath of the Spirit to go out into the world, to sanctify the places that we're at. Because what we carry with us is the Holy Spirit. What we carry with us is the divine presence of Jesus Christ in our hearts. And so we're sent out on the breath of the Spirit. And where do we land? We land in our home. We land in our place of work. We land in our schools. We land in all these different places. The Holy Spirit gives breath and sends us out. And we're drawn back in. We come back in. And again, we're sent out. So as the Father has sent me, so I send you. And that's really beautiful when we think about that. That we are sent out on the breath of the Spirit. So when we get up in the morning, you know, we can kind of think about that. We can be kind of excited about that. It's like, I wonder where I'm going today. I wonder where the Holy Spirit's going to take me today. I wonder who the Holy Spirit's going to blow into my path that I'm going to call to love and to share the joy of God's love with them. Where does the Holy Spirit want to take us? Where is Jesus sending us? Because when we're open to that breath of the Spirit, like that kite, you know, we can just ride on the winds and the breath of the Spirit. And God will take us. He will lead us someplace. And sometimes we may not know exactly where that's at. But if we trust in that, and if we believe in that, we know that because we are filled with the Spirit, and we've been given the life of Christ in our soul through our baptism, through the grace that we receive in Holy Communion, we know that wherever it is that the Spirit sends us, we will be able to bring God's presence and his love into the world.